Dear Editor, I am writing to express my concerns about the North Bay Minor Hockey Association Rep, competitive, program and the limited number of teams available for the Pee Wee age level. Our association currently does not have a dedicated team at the U-12 level. We have a major A and a major minor A team. I am writing to highlight the disservice we are doing to our 10-11-year-old athletes. Each year we are seeing over 20 engaged and interested kids being turned away from teams to recreational levels. I write from the perspective of a kinesiologist, community medical doctor, multi-sport coach, and mother of 4 developing athletes. Athlete development is very specific to chronological age and maturation. Accelerated adaptation to skills occurs in boys between the ages of 9 and 12, prior to their onset of maturation and peak height velocity, growth spurts. This suggests that having boys engaged in meaningful skill building at this age contributes to greater success in sports. More representative hockey opportunities will help build greater skill training for more kids. Emotional intelligence development has a great effect on athlete development and sport participation. Children age 9 to 12 are in a phase of competence emotionally. Children in this phase are evaluating their own skills and those of their peers. Those kids who see their skills as inferior to their peers are at a higher risk of withdrawing from sports altogether. In our association, kids who excelled on their U11 teams are getting cut from teams at U12, and this promotes feelings of inferiority. Ideally, at this age and period of athlete development, kids who were developing skills at recreational levels would benefit from new opportunities to flourish at representative levels. Having a dedicated U12 rep hockey team will ensure that more children can continue to be encouraged to develop with confidence. From a community and social perspective, the Pee Wee and Bantam, U13 and U15, age groups are key in helping kids develop personality, learn to train, and find social acceptance in peers. Kids who are able to join teams develop goals for their health, education, and future. They have meaningful activities to participate in on evenings and weekends. They develop strong role models and relationships that can help keep them out of trouble with drugs, alcohol, and the law. Something to think about. Dr. Kendra Wilkins, North Bay.